Welcome to the Classic Tales Podcast. Thank you for listening. King Solomon's Mines is now available for immediate download at www.thebestaudiobooks.com. This is the last week where you can use the coupon code KINGME and save $2 off. The coupon will expire. Don't delay. I have recently hit my 7th anniversary of producing the Classic Tales Podcast. Through the years, I've striven to release a podcast episode each and every week. I've had many who have asked how they can help ensure the Classic Tales podcast continues for many years to come. Well, after many years of hoping we can keep the boat afloat, I think I finally figured it out. Starting next week, you can become a supporting member of the Classic Tales podcast. The membership fee will be $5 a month. I've set it up to bill you automatically, so you won't even feel it. In return, I'll send you a monthly coupon code for $6 off my online store at www.thebestaudiobooks.com. So if you use every coupon code over the course of the year, you'll save $12. If you don't use the codes and just want to lend a hand keeping the boat afloat, I've hopefully set it up so that you won't feel much of a financial pull. Any way you look at it, we all win. More details will be coming soon, and thank you so very, very much for your support. And now, A Question of Passports by Baroness Ortsy. A Question of Passports. Bibo was very sure of himself. There never was, never had been, there never would be again, another such patriotic citizen of the Republic as was Citizen Bibo of the Town Guard. And because his patriotism was so well known among the members of the Committee of Public Safety, and his uncompromising hatred of the aristocrats so highly appreciated, Citizen Bibo had been given the most important military post within the city of Paris. He was in command of the Porte Montmartre, which goes to prove how highly he was esteemed. For believe me, more treachery had been going on inside and out of the Porte Montmartre than in any other quarter of Paris. The last commandant there, Citizen Ferney, was guillotined for having allowed a whole batch of aristocrats, traitors to the Republic, all of them, to slip through the Porte Montmartre and to find safety outside the walls of Paris. Ferney pleaded in his defense that these traitors had been spirited away from under his very nose by the devil's agency. For surely that meddlesome Englishman, who spent his time in rescuing aristocrats, traitors, all of them, from the clutches of Madame la Guillotine, must be either the devil himself, or at any rate one of his most powerful agents.
Nom de Dieu! Just think of his name! The Scarlet Pimpernel, they call him. No one knows him by any other name, and he is preternaturally tall and strong and superhumanly cunning. And the power which he has of being transmuted into various personalities, rendering himself quite unrecognizable to the eyes of the most sharp-seeing patriot of France, must of a surety be a gift of Satan.
But the Committee of Public Safety refused to listen to Ferney's explanations. The Scarlet Pimpernel was only an ordinary mortal, an exceedingly cunning and meddlesome personage, it is true, and endowed with a superfluity of wealth which enabled him to break the thin crust of patriotism that overlay the natural cupidity of many captains of the town guard. But still an ordinary man for all that, and no true lover of the Republic should allow either superstitious terror or greed to interfere with the discharge of his duties, which, at the Porte Montmartre, consisted in detaining any and every person, aristocrat, foreigner, or otherwise traitor to the Republic, who could not give a satisfactory reason for desiring to leave Paris. Having detained such persons, the patriots' next duty was to hand them over to the Committee of Public Safety, who would then decide whether Madame la Guillotine would have the last word over them or not. And the guillotine did nearly always have the last word to say, unless the Scarlet Pimpernel...